This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The state government is all set to implement the three new criminal laws, the Indian Judiciary Code, the Indian Civil Defence Code and the Indian Evidence Act, replacing the Indian Penal Code 1860, the Code of Criminal Procedure Act at 1973 and the Indian Evidence Act 1872 respectively from 1st July. Extensive preparations have been made to ensure successful implementation and seamless transition to the new system. Home Joint Secretary Karmaleki in a new release said that the state police force has been the main focus of intensive training program aimed at equipping them with the knowledge and skills necessary to enforce the three criminal laws effectively. He said that a total of 106 officers ranging from assistant sub-inspectors to inspectors received training in the state in the first phase, which took place from 29 April to 24 May. In the second phase of the training, from 10 June to 28 June, 346 officers above the rank of ASI attended the training. A total of 39 sub-inspectors and inspectors have been trained as master trainers. As the state government prepares to implement three new criminal laws, the district administration, capital Itanagar, conducted a refresher course for all executive magistrates, special magistrates and judicial branch staff in the conference hall of the DC office today. DC capital Itanagar, Srimati Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta, encouraged all officers and staff to take full advantage of this opportunity to familiarize themselves with the new criminal laws. The training session included group discussions and question and answer round, providing comprehensive understanding of the changes. The National Testing Agency has announced fresh dates for cancelled and postponed examinations. In a notification issued yesterday, the NTA said the UGC NET June 2024 examination will now be held between 21st of August and 4th of September. The UGC NET was cancelled a day after being conducted on 18th of this month, as the Education Minister received inputs that the integrity of the exam was compromised. Joint CSIR UGC NET June 2024 examination, which was postponed as a preemptive measure, will now be held from 25th to 27th of July. The Metrical Department has issued a warning for very bad weather in five districts of Arunachal Pradesh. East Siang, Dibang Valley, Lower Dibang Valley, Lohit and the Namsai district may witness thunder and lightning with very heavy rain. Tawang, Papumpare, Kradadi, Lower Siang, Leparada, West Siang, Siang, Upper Siang, Anjo and Changlang district may also witness thunder and lightning with heavy rain in the next 24 hours. Other districts will also witness similar weather till tomorrow. In view of the monsoon season and the risk associated with it, and as per the directives of DC cum DM, Capital Itanagar, a team of District Administration Capital Itanagar led by ADC Itanagar Datum Gadi carried out eviction of vending outlets constructed over drains along the National Highway at 6 kilo today. DC Capital Itanagar Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta stated that with the onset of the monsoon, the administration has been working diligently to implement measures to ensure the safety and well-being of all residents. Despite warnings, the vendors were still continuing to run their outlets and hence it was necessary to carry out the eviction to prevent potential accidents and ensure everyone's safety. Also, multiple complaints were being received by DA regarding encroachment over the drains in the 6 kilo area. The occupants on other side were not sitting over the drains, were not evicted. The DC stressed that the top priority is to protect lives and minimize damage to property. The DC further informed that the eviction drive will continue in all vulnerable and disaster-prone areas of the capital. A total of 226 persons benefited from free eye screening cum general health camp organized by TIRAP unit of Arunachal Vikas Parishad in collaboration with the TIRAP district administration at the ESC headquarters at Lazu on Friday. Deputy Commissioner Ira Singhal visited the camp and urged the villagers to maintain hygienic lifestyle to promote good health. The Office of the Assistant Director of Economics and Statistics in Tawang celebrated National Statistics Day with great fervor. The event was graced by additional DC Tawang, Sang Khandu, as the chief guest addressing the gathering. Sang Khandu stressed on the importance of accurate statistical data and emphasized its crucial role in achieving the developmental goals. During the ceremony, Senior Statistical Investigator Nawang Dorji announced the winners of the essay writing competition among the students who were honored with the case prizes and certificates by the ADC. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.